Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. Mm-hmm.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she is more than his nurse. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 27 years total, and we have 2 grown children that live elsewhere. 4 months ago, my father-in-law, who we call Pop Pop, started showing signs of short-term memory loss, so we decided that he would stay with us during the week and go home on weekends. He is married to a younger woman that we don't trust him with, so since I work from home, I have been watching Pop Pop during the day, and my husband watches out for him at night. His wife, Nina, is almost 20 years younger than him, and she is acting like we are responsible for Pop Pop, and he has not been back home in over a month. We fixed up the basement for him so he can have space and be somewhat independent. A cute young home healthcare nurse comes by twice a week to check up on Pop Pop, and he calls her his angel. My husband takes him to the ATM every week so he'll have cash for her. We told him that he doesn't have to pay her or tip her, but he loves giving her money. Yesterday, the nurse was in the basement and I heard them giggling. Then the TV was turned up really loud. Then I heard a lot of water running. Later that night, I asked Pop Pop what he and his angel did earlier, and he smiled, which let me know his short-term memory isn't that bad. I asked if she touched him, and he said that she rubbed a warm towel over his body to clean him off, and he really enjoyed it. He didn't need his body to clean him off. He didn't need to be clean because he bathes daily. So I told my husband that some funny business is going on with Pop Pop and Angel. He told me that Pop Pop is grown. I don't like this at all. Is Pop Pop getting more than what's prescribed? What if he's paying Angel for sex? I don't know if that's going on. I just know that your husband is right. Pop Pop is grown. The only problem, it seems, is that he no longer has or never had short-term memory loss because it seems to be clearing up now. He remembers Angel very well. He remembers what to do with her. He remembers and looks forward to paying her every time she visits. He remembers to go to the ATM to get the money. The only person he doesn't like act like he cares about now is his much younger wife, and she doesn't act like she cares about him. The feeling is mutual because she left him over there with you and his son. And I gotta say, that was very thoughtful and kind of you too to look after his dad like this. So since he looks like he's doing better, you should get him checked out by a doctor, perhaps. He might be ready to go back home, or he might be ready to, you know, be a single man or something. Get with Angel. You never know. You need to check him out because things have changed. Things have changed since you first thought he had short-term memory loss. And, you know, if that is the case, he can deal with his wife face-to-face and figure out if they still have a marriage. Steve?
There ain't nothing wrong in this letter. This is a letter about joy. This is a letter about grace. This is a letter about just love. It's just so many good things in this letter. Let me walk you through the upside, folks, of what's happening in Pop Pop's life now. Is she more than his nurse? Number one, that ain't your damn business. And number two, I hope she is. Now.
You had to throw that in.
Let's go. My husband and I have been together 27 years, and we got two grown children, live somewhere else. 4 months ago, my father-in-law, we called Pop-Pop, started showing signs of short-term memory loss. That's a sign of either Alzheimer's or dementia. One of the two, I'm not sure. I'm not qualified. So we decided that he would stay with us during the week and go home on weekends. Well, he's married to a younger woman, and we don't trust him with. So since I work from home, I've been watching Pop Pop during the day, and my husband watch out for him at night. Now, he got a wife named Nina that's 20 years younger than he is, and she is acting like we're responsible for Pop Pop. Well, you are. You asked him to move into your house during the week and go home on the weekends. She ain't acting like you're responsible. You took on that responsibility. An admirable thing to do, because obviously Pop Pop has served his family well, and he got some medical challenges now, and y'all stepping up to the plate. Thank you. And he ain't been back home in over a month. Pop Pop ain't going back over there. Pop Pop know where the love is. Pop Pop old enough to know who love him and who don't. Now, Pop Pop ain't been home in a month. So y'all fix up the basement so he can have space and be somewhat independent. Now, all of a sudden, a cute young healthcare nurse come by twice a week to check up on Pop-Pop. He calls her his angel. Let's stop right there. He calls her her angel. Most nurses are angels. Nurses are some of the kindest people in the world. And the more kind you are as a nurse, the better it is off for the patient. And I think Pop-Pop had found an angel. And when we come back, we're going to find out what the angel did to Papa that made Papa not take his ass back home.
She washed him.
Papa got washed. Lord Jesus.
All right, Steve, hang on.
A lot of men listening to this letter right now want to know where this nursing agency at.
At 23 minutes after the hour, we'll come back and recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she's more than his nurse. We'll be back with part two of Steve's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct,
varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she is more than his nurse.
Well, this lady been married 27 years to her husband. They got two grown children that been moved off. His father, Pop, has been having some challenges, short-term memory loss, which could be early signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. Not really sure about that. But you all decided to have him come live with y'all during the week and go home on the weekends because he's married to a younger woman named Nita that's 20 years younger than him. Now, he done came over to the house. Y'all fixed up the basement so he could be independent, but he ain't went home in a month. Now, you say that Nina, the wife that's 20 years younger, is act like y'all, that's y'all's responsibility. Well, y'all volunteered for Pop to come live with y'all for the week. You took on the responsibility. You released the young girl. So now she says she acting like it's y'all's because y'all took it on. Now, Papa ain't been home in a month. And why has he not? Because he got an in-home care nurse that comes by 2 weeks, 2 days out the week. And guess what Papa called her? His angel. And most nurses are angels. nurses are really some of the most important people at the hospital. Because of what they want to take care of the patient. The
Absolutely.
Doctor just rolled through and see everybody here now and then. But that nurse can make your life bearable in that hospital. So
Absolutely.
They are angels. So now let's find out why he want to call her angel. Your husband takes Pop-Pop to the ATM machine every week. So he have cash for her. We told him he don't have to pay her or tip her, but he loves giving her money. You don't understand what's happening. I got this young healthcare nurse coming by. She fine. I got money. What I'm going to do with it? I can't take it with me. So why would I not bless her? Pop-Pop, I'm going to bless this young girl. I can't take this money with me. You see, I got short-term memory loss. I might mess around and forget this pen number and can't get none of this money out. So while I can't remember, let me go on down here and shake a few dollars loose on this little fine thing. Yesterday, the nurse was in the basement. I heard them giggling. Mm-hmm. Well, at least she ain't abusing it.
Right.
Then the TV got turned up really loud because that giggling had turned into something else. You don't need to hear this. Then I heard a lot of water running. I caught that up around the sink. You ain't never been put up on the sink before? Don't say you ain't because I know you have.
What kind
you
of?
Been on sink? Oh, you done got up on that
Move
sink.
It along.
Sink. Oh, you get up on Kitchen. That sink and run that water, splash it up on your back while it's happening.
First of all,
you know what
sink.
The water for?
It's zinc.
It ain't a sink when you up there and it's popping off. It's a sink. It's a sink, girl. Now, y'all have heard this water splash and you trying to figure out. And later that night, I asked Pop-Pop what he and Miss Angel did early, and he smiled. Hell yeah, he's smiling. Which let me know his short-term memory ain't that bad. How you gonna forget that? It was just this afternoon. We was up on the sink running water. I was splashing it on her backside while she was sitting on the sink. We turned the TV up so you wouldn't hear the splashing and the smacking sound. Now,
splashing and smacking.
I asked if she touched him, and he said he rubbed her with a warm towel over his body to clean him off. She come talking about, and he really enjoyed it. He didn't need to be cleaned off because he bathes daily. Yeah, but when they was up on that sink splashing that water around, Pop-Pop was sweating. So you got to rub him off to get all this sweat off Pop-Pop because Pop-Pop clean. And you know, ain't no law say you can't get rubbed down in water more than once a day. Pop-Pop just in there just getting handled. And that little nurse doing what she do, getting that little extra change with them tips. What? I told my husband, I think some funny business going on with Pop-Pop and Angel. He told me Pop-Pop grown, and he is. He his daddy. I don't like this at all. You just a hater.
She hating on Pop-Pop and Angel.
Yeah, when your husband come home, why don't y'all turn the TV up loud? You get up on the sink, watch this. I think it's Pop-Pop getting more than what's prescribed. How do you know what to give to a man? You ain't no nurse. She's an angel. And she's giving Pop-Pop something to remember. Warm baths and stuff. And I got some friends that's just in my age group and half them in badass shape. Could you please email me the name of this nursing agency so I can send it to my friends so they can sign up? What if he's paying Angel for sex? Girl.
What?
What if he paying Angel for sex? So? Mm-hmm.
Not so.
He can't take her to dinner, y'all, and took the car keys. So the wine and dining is out. So I wash your body, you wash mine, yeah.
Not Teddy.
Put me down in some hot oils, baby. And I'll do the same thing to you.
All right.
Turn on the water.
Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry
Cut
Letter.
Up the TV.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry
Take
Letter
that
podcast.
Hot towel. And
on
rub it
demand.
All over me.
Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.